Thank you very much. Now, it's good to be here.
Yeah, lovely to have you on. What do you normally do on your Sundays? I mean, if you got a complete Sunday off, what would you envisage yourself doing?
I love to cycle. I love to get on my bicycle and just go and go and go and maybe make several visits along my journey to maybe my local coffee shop or the seaside. But, you know, I still love playing music. So Sundays is actually when I write most of my material. Sundays is when I just kind of chill out and play the guitar and see what comes up after my week, whether my week was weird or my week was awesome, it doesn't matter.
Obviously, you get a lot of inspiration from personal experiences and feelings that people have. Where do you get that inspiration from? You know, if you're doing, for example, your cycle ride, you might see something. What do? You pull over and write something down or record something into your phone if you suddenly get something in your head, a melody or some lyrics?
Yeah, it's my phone. My phone's full of hundreds of ideas that I'll just pop that thing out and start singing and humming away and do my best when I get home to then transcribe it or turn it into something, you know, develop it.
Now, your surname, Mraz, is quite interesting. Do you know the origins of your surname?
My family came from Czech Republic. And I do believe that the name in the Slavic language means frost, which I like to think of as cool.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. I agree. Now, when you had the song I'm Yours, it was a massive, massive worldwide hit. And it still gets lots of airplay today on radio stations all over the world. Was there ever a point when you thought, oh, maybe this song's a bit too successful because, you know, when I write things in the future, everyone will want, you know, my songs to be as popular or if not better than I'm Yours?
Well, I think anyone who might be coming from a place of greed might think that. But I've been fortunate to surround myself with some really heartfelt and heart-centered individuals. And while I'm Yours had an extraordinary amount of success and gained a lot of attention, we were able to start a foundation so that a lot of that success and attention could be diverted to some amazing charities out there in the world. And then also I always say we because I understand it does take a village to raise an artist and to put the music out there in the world. Like even this interview now is being conducted by two or three other people who are connecting you and I. Mm-hmm. What I found with I'm Yours, the success was that when I sing it from the stage, people in the audience turn and they sing it to each other. And I found this new inspiration in songwriting, how a song can empower a listener, how it can transform their life or transform their moment or give them a sense of comfort or relatedness. And so what I plan to do after that, my mission now is to try to create music that's equally meaningful, that comes from the heart, that can empower a listener, that hopefully can serve a purpose in the world other than just showing up on a chart for a couple of weeks.